representation within our own hearts and from their past lives as well as their behavior in the demon form, we can conclude a lot our own contamination and our own problems in spiritual life were, what are their causes, how the psychology of the anatta is, and ultimately what is the solution against them. So when we hear this, when we hear Krishna Leela, normally we are discouraged from, let me say, seeing it metaphorically as an analogy hinting at something else. We are told, no, no, the Leela is the Leela. It happens for its own sake, for its own cause, for its own, to give pleasure to Krishna and Balaram. And we are not there to interpret different parts of the Leela. However, when Krishna or Balaram killed demons in the past times, it does have something like an indicative nature. It indicates our own problems, which are compared to be to compared with these demons. So we this is a speciality in Krishna Leela and a secret of Braj Leela also. So Hare Krishna, let us hear patiently.
Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem sakaho si Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradha. Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopanya Shyam Kunda. Radha Kunda Giri Govadan ki jai. Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai. Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki jai. Gangamaya Munamai ki de, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Mam Vishnu Balaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ki Amri. Namaste Rasati Deva Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. reading the second part of this beautiful purport, and we will chant again just briefly the text and then go to the second part. Yavandrikaya ratamatma vasho pakalpam. Datte garishta charana chanaya nishatam.
Datte garishta charana chanaya nishatam.
Yana simachuta balo dadadashta shatru.
Yana simachuta balo dadadashta shatru.
Svananda tushta upashanta idam vijahya. Translation: as long as one has to accept a material body with its different parts and paraphernalia, which are not fully under one's control, one must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely his spiritual master and the spiritual master's predecessors. As long as we are in this material body, which works according to material nature's control, we have to have the protection of the parampara. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge. And with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. These enemies which are mentioned above are attachment, hostility, greed, and so on. All manifestations by passion and ignorance, this Raja and Tamagun. So one must get the sword of knowledge, one must sharpen it, one must have strength to use it. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss, and then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. So the verse continues. Prabhupada had explained so far the significant word achyuta bala, that is, one gets strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead on his spiritual path. So now he continues. The perfection of knowledge is certainly to become transcendentally situated, Brahma Bhuta. Transcendentally situated, that's the perfection of spiritual knowledge. If someone asks you, where does all this knowledge bring you to? You can answer, well, my goal is to be on the transcendental level. As the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nashochati Nakangshati Samasaveshu Bhuteshu Mat Bhaktim Labhate Param. This is what it means to be transcendental situated. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. Such a person never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward all living entities. In that state, he attains pure devotional service. Prabhupada then continues, simply by cultivating knowledge as the impersonalists do, one cannot get out of the clutches of Maya. No, one must attain the platform of bhakti. Bhaktya mang abhijanati javanjasya smitatvatah tato mang tatvato gyatva vishate tat anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Unless one has attained the stage of devotional service and the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna, there is a possibility that one may fall down and again accept a material body. Therefore, Krishna stresses in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetitat vataha tyaktva deyam puna janma naiti mang eti sarjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not upon leaving the body take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The word tatvata, meaning in reality, is very important. Tatomang tatvato gyatva. Unless one understands Krishna in truth by the mercy of the spiritual master, one is not free to give up his material body. As it is said, Aruya krishrena parampadam tata patantyato nadrita yusmat angraya. If one neglects to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, one cannot become free from the material clutches simply by knowledge. Even if one attains the stage of Brahma Padam, merging in Brahman, without bhakti, he is prone to fall down. One must be very careful in regard to the danger of falling down again into material bondage. The only insurance is to come to the stage of bhakti, from which one is sure not to fall. Then one is free from the activities of the material world. So now Prabhupada makes it easy. He has talked a lot of philosophy. He gives now a summary where we are, what he wanted to us to express. He says, in summary, as stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one must get in touch with a bona fide spiritual master coming in the parampara of Krishna consciousness, for by his mercy and instructions, one is able to get strength from Krishna. Thus, one engages in devotional service and attains the ultimate goal of life, the lotus feet of Vishnu. You should think now the purport is over. Prabhupada has made his summary and it's over, but it's not. Prabhupada starts again to explain Achyuta Bala, and he gets really ecstatic about it, and that we will hear tomorrow, because it's another big chunk of purport. Let us pray.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Deva Devakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Naskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sri Vasadi Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
my dear devotees, please take a moment time and look at Krishna Balaram as they are worshipped even more than yesterday with the lamp of the sun. It is very amazing, this particular darshan. It's almost the sun darshan. And it reminds us of Krishna and Balaram entering the forest of Vrindavan. Just like here in Numayapur, the sun seems to worship Krishna and Balaram. The forest in Vrindavan performed so much service to all the five senses of Krishna and Balaram. The eyes of Krishna and Balaram were pleased by the forest of Vrindavan with nice flowers. So nicely explained. The ears of Krishna and Balaram were pleased by the bees humming very sweetly. But very sweetly, I can only do it very German-like. But it was very sweetly. And we hear from Shastra that the birds and also the deer sang melodiously to give joy to Krishna Balaram's ear. You must know that even the sense of touch of Krishna and Balaram were served so nicely by Vrindavan forest, because Vrindavan forest has all these lakes which are grown, which are full of blue and golden lotus flowers. So then a soft breeze comes from the Malayan hills, that's the southern direction, and goes over these lakes and carries this amazingly sweet smell of the flowers, which is very cool because the lakes are very cool. I hear in our Numayapur, the next year we have a project to make a lake. This is very good. There is already everything is there. Only some trees have to be asked to do some sacrifice, to go, and then we can fill it. I mean, some repairs must be done. And then there might be a soft breeze carrying the fragrance of the lotus flowers or sea roses which we can plant there to Krishna and Balaram's senses. Also, the breeze would go and carry drops from the waterfalls and just bring it on the body of Krishna Balaram, which then he would enjoy. So even the sense of taste was served because the trees gave these beautiful fruits, and they were tasted by Krishna Balaram. And here is where our pastime begins. We heard yesterday that there was one part of the forest of Vrindavan. It was the Talavan forest, where the best of all fruits, the Tala fruits, resided. They taste something like dates. Something like dates. Then you go now to Vrindavan and enter the Talavan place. There are not so many Tala trees, but there are a few. And they are, I think, biology? Is this biology which deals with this? They are belonging to the date species, but they are a little different. They are more juicy, more full, and just one Tala fruit. You don't want to eat anything any longer for the rest of your life. It's so good, you know. So normally these trees would bend down to to touch Krishna Balaram's lotus feet and offer their fruits, but the tala fruits, the tala trees, didn't do that because they were afraid of Dhenukasura, who was guarding them. This Dhenukasura, from his past life, was a great sense enjoyer who had been cursed to be a demon by Durvasa Muni and who guarded the fruits enviously so that no one could take them. If a human being would enter the fruit place, Dhenukasura would just jump on him, attack him and kill him, mostly by kicking. He was a kickboxer, you know, with his hooves. And there were many bones of human beings in this scary forest. You know. So the acharyas explained to us that this mentality to not let others enjoy is something which comes from the darkness of our heart, which is a covering of the mode of ignorance. And this mode of ignorance, which covers our heart, stops all types of enjoyment, enjoyment of others, and even ourselves when we are covered by ignorance, is then we can't enjoy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this Dhenukasura demon is in the heart. It's not just outside. And he is covering the heart with ignorance so that as a result we have all kinds of strange conceptions. We don't know who we are and we also don't enjoy the chanting of the holy name. It's not possible for us. If you want to find if you have a Dhenukasura or not in your heart, just sit down and chant for a day and see. When you are at the end of the day very blissful, maybe Dhenukasura for some time is hidden. But if you can't do it because there is so much ignorance in you, so much Dhenukasura, you know Dhenukasura is there. You can spot him very easily. Dhenukasura will come out when you have a when you bring Krishna and Balaram. He comes out. It's just too much for him. And we will see this in the Leela. So yesterday we hear how Krishna and Balaram were induced by their friends to enter the tala van. The friends had smelled the tala fruits, and they now wanted Krishna Balaram to have them, to enjoy them. But they knew, if we say, Krishna Balaram, you should eat these fruits, Krishna Balaram would say, no need. We have our lunch packets. We are complete. So the friends devised a little transcendental trick. They said, we are very hungry. And they knew that Krishna would try to please them, and in this way Krishna Balaram said, then let's go and take these fruits. We are very hungry to eat these tala fruits, they said. So now, are you ready? They will enter now the forest. If some of you will faint, we will take care of you. Just continue to listen. It gets very scary. So the friends said, they were at Govardhan at that time, from here, not too far, there is this very famous forest called Talasi. Talalasi. The trees are dark. They have the color of bees. And there are many tasty fruits. We are thin with hunger. And we are also a little curious to see Dhenukasura. Asuras' house. A little curious we are to see how nice the suckers speak. We are thin with hunger and a little curious. You know, they want to bring Krishna. So let us go, they say. Denukasura is there, is also there. He's very strong and very cruel. But Balaram has such long and strong arms. These arms are also there. So this way the Sakas want to bring to incite Balaram is fighting mood, you know. It's just like when I say Gopaswami, there is a very, very powerful bull hiding in the forest, but you have a very strong stick. You know, then I will motivate Gopaswami to use maybe the stick if the bull gets angry. You know, I will. You have your strong stick and strong doctor arms are also there. You know, so this is how the cowherd boys talk to Krishna Balaram. In front of you, to Krishna Balaram, there will be no problem. Then they all get very excited. A new adventure was there, because for that day no demon had appeared in the forest of Vrindavan, so they missed a little bit the fighting mood. So they, it's described, they jump and dance around Krishna Balaram, and the friends are there, just very happy. Balaram walks in front. He is white as the moon, and so on. And they all brought the cows with them, and everyone was just enjoying walking with Krishna Balaram. You must know, when you come close to Krishna, there is, like we heard yesterday in the evening katha, there is an effulgence coming from Krishna, and an atmosphere of loving emotion, of affection. So the cowherd boys felt the affection of Krishna Balaram. They were in this protected aura amongst around the two, and they felt so happy. They danced and they were very happy, bathing in the festive mood. Now, when they were entering the forest, it was midday time, and Denukasura was lying somewhere, snoozing. He was not awake. Krishna looked at the cowherd boy and he said, let's pick up the fruits. The cowherd boys began to take stones and throw them up in the trees so that the tala fruits would rain down. But Balaram, who has an amazing strength, felt, let me show my strength. And he went to these huge trees and began to shake them. And as he was shaking them, the earth started to tremble. And there was a noise as they were raining down. The acharyas explained that Balaram is the Samasti Guru Tattva, the sum total of all the guruness, and the guru shakes us and purifies us, and our anattas are brought out. I think we Prabhupada disciples remember when Srila Prabhupada would get on our case. Ooh, I remember Amsterdam. Prabhupada was not satisfied by the arrangements for the deity installation, and he sat there before the cameras of Holland and he chastised his devotees and his disciples. And it was so strong, my dear devotees, that I, who am a little soft-hearted, I couldn't stand before Prabhupada's chastisement. I was hiding amongst the pots in the kitchen. Prabhupada was really shaking. Devotee said, the camera, the camera. Prabhupada said, I'm not here for the camera. I'm training you. And you nonsense, you have no brain. And he was really getting on our case. You can, I think many devotees have talked about this who were there. And it shakes you. Maybe you think, why is he talking so heavy? I wanted a soft person. So we need to be shaken up. And sometimes we need to be provocated a little bit to think that things which are deep inside as our, I speak now in Jungian terms, as our dark shadows which we all have, they come out. These anattas which we have are so deeply rooted in the core of our heart, they stick so much to our personality, that if we are not shaken a little bit, they will not become, we will not see them. They will keep on terrorizing us from a hidden place within the heart. So sometimes in devotional service, anatta nivritti is necessary, and you will now see what happens. Big ripe juicy fruits were falling down when Balaram did his shaking. The boys were laughing and shouting, and Dhenukasura was rudely awakened from his snooze. And he was in Tamagun. It took a long time for him to wake up, you know. Finally, he heard others laughing and shouting around him. This was a lonely forest. No one dared to come in. Not even a bird dared to fly over the forest. Now it was shocking. The little boys were laughing and shouting. And he was shaking. He could not believe that someone had dared to enter the forest, make so much noise, and shake him. It took him a long time. But when he understood what happened, he got up. Suddenly the earth began to shake when Dhenukasura got up. He brayed louder than thunder. This is not a romantic Mediterranean donkey. It's the personification of ignorance. So he brayed louder than thunder. You know, he really brayed. And he looked so angry, it was indescribable. Fire was coming out of his eyes. He was just so angry. And he ran and he saw Balaram, who was happily shaking the tree. And he attacked him. He went back. He turned around and he took his hooves, which were hard like iron, and he, with all his strength, kicked Balaram on the chest. Then he turned around and he looked at Balaram, who was smiling. What? He again brayed louder like thunder. I don't want to bray like this, because I don't think I will be invited again. It was really too much, you know. And this time, Balaram just took his hind legs and he just threw him away, and he landed very badly on the neck. And he lost consciousness. For a while, and was lying there. Then he came back and his neck was really hurting, but he was in a fighting spirit. It didn't matter so much. He came back running and he saw this white one is a little bit tough. Let me finish the cowherd boys. And he ran towards the cowherd boys. But these cowherd boys, as I described earlier, were in the presence of Krishna and Balaram. So when anyone is close to Krishna, we call this Krishna consciousness in our language, he becomes empowered in an unusual way. You might have noticed this in your own life. When you feel Krishna conscious, you can do things which you otherwise think are impossible. It's because you are empowered by Krishna and Balaram. You are attracted to Krishna and you have a lot of spiritual strengths. When you are far away from Krishna consciousness, you don't have this strength. But now imagine these boys, they're just next to Krishna and Balaram. How strong they were. It is inconceivable. And listen to this. Denukasura first charged Sridham, who smashed him on his head with his cowherd stick. Bewildered by the strength of Sridham Saka, Denukasura went down and remained on the ground for a while. Then Subal came and punched him in the face. Hare Krishna. Then Stoka Krishna came and took his robe and whirled the robe around. This is a tiny rope for tying the hind legs of the cow so that milking is possible. And he started to whip Denukasura. Ow, 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 Denukasura. Then Arjuna and Hangsu came and took Denukasura, lifted him up and threw him on the ground. Then Vishala and Brishaba came, ran to him and kicked him on the head. Peng. Denukasura was getting a heavy time. Then Tejashvi, my God, Tejashvi is also into this, jumped on the back of the demon and started to strangle him. Devaprastha came over and started to slap Denukasura on the face. You have attacked Balaram. Patch. Then there was a very small boy who could not speak. Varutapa. It was a little toddler, you call it. Toddler. Do we have a toddler? It was just a little one. This little one, he's sleeping now. He was like this, very small boy. Krishna. He said, what's going on? Let me help the boys. But he didn't know what to do because he was so small, he was not really knowing how to wrestle, So he had a ball in his head, with which he was playing. And he threw the ball. And Denukasura, who got hit by a ball from Varutapa, who was not so expert in fighting, but he also wanted to help. Let's join. These are the Sakas, very, very blissful boys. So when Denukasura was hit by the little tiny red ball of Varutapa, ping, he thought, what's going on? Why are they so strong? He got up again and he thought, okay, there's one person here whom I have not yet tried. It's a black one. And he ran towards Krishna. Now Krishna is very creative. Krishna just thought he needs a little purification. And he just took him by the legs, he whirled him around, and he threw him all the way to Giriraj Govardhan. He landed on top of the hill. So Denukasura thought, this is too much. He had he had horns. He was a powerful donkey. So he digged up Govardhan. Imagine, at that time, Govardhan was so high that when the sun was shining, the shadow of Govardhan reached all the way to Mathura. That's a long way. If you have done the bicycle drive from Govardhan to Mathura, you think, when do I reach? It's so long. It's such a 1.5 hours you need by bicycle. If you're fast, 1 hour and 25 minutes. It was a long, long, it was a huge tree, a huge thing. So the huge distance, and my God, these are distances. So he threw Giriraj, he uprooted Giriraj, threw him at Krishna. Krishna lovingly caught Giriraj, and he threw him back to Denukasura. Denukasura, what is this? Oh, he again took Giriraj, threw it at Krishna. This time Krishna catched Giriraj. I'm sorry, this is not for you. And he brought Giriraj to his original place and very softly placed Giriraj down, like you usually do with the Giriraj here. We have Prabhavi, the best of pujaris. You know, Giriraj is not for throwing, really. One has to delicately place him on the ground, you know. So Krishna put him back on the ground. Now, Denukasura was furious. He ran back to the boys and he said, let me try the one with the fair skin again, the white one. And he came to Balaram and he wanted to kick him with his iron hoofs, but Balaram by that time thought, enough is enough. I mean, he has thrown Giriraj. Giriraj should never be thrown. He should be worshipped. This is too... Giriraj is my brother, Krishna. This is too... I will now end this demon's life. And he just ran before Denukasura, who wanted to get him with his hind leg. He took the two front legs and he started to whirl him around. So Denukasura is being whirled around and he has a darshan of Balaram, you know, and he looks right, full darshan of Balaram. He looks at this and Balaram goes faster and faster and faster. And I don't know, do you sometimes dance in circles? Do you do? When you look at the person with whom you dance in circles, have you noticed his face is fixed, whereas the faces of everyone else is blurry? Have you noticed? So Denukasura could have full darshan of Balaram. Just imagine the blessing. Everything else was whirling, but he saw the eyes of Balaram. Now, when Krishna would fight, he would always smile. But when Balaram would fight, woohoo, that was not a smile. His eyes were glowing, you know. So he had the beautiful glowing eyes of Balaram in his white face. And he was just growing ecstatic. And by the centrifugal force, he lost his demoniac life. And Balaram then threw him on the next tala tree. And by the force of the throw, the tala tree broke. Then the next tree broke. All the trees, many trees, how many I don't know, broke. And this was too much. Now, in this time, the other friends of Denukasura, they were also donkeys, not as powerful, but also powerful. They woke up from their tamas and they started to charge Krishna and Balaram at the cows to take revenge. But they were all liberated as well. And then the devatas showered flowers from the sky. And as the flowers were raining down, something very special happened. Now you must listen very carefully, because This is absolutely essential for you to understand this Leela. As the flowers who were smelling, you know, Parijata flowers are smelling so good, coming down on Krishna and Balaram with the boys, something happened with Dhenukasura. All of a sudden, a splendid, handsome, dark form wearing yellow garments and decorated with a forest flower garland came out of Dhenukasura. It looked... But you cannot hear it.
You're getting old, Gaurangi. Now, let me bring this more.
I put it on the shawl.
And shawl, yeah? Okay. Yes. So, Hare Krishna. So, this dark form came, which was glistening like light. You must know, whenever we hear in the transcendental description of Krishna being dark, it's not dark like our dark, this black which swallows light. No, Krishna's darkness doesn't swallow light, but it manifests light. So how Krishna is simultaneously dark and effulgent, that is something you will have to see with your own spiritual eyes. But this form came out, stood before Krishna and Balaram, and started to pray. And then, as this liberated soul prayed, a rumbling sound was heard. A chariot came from the spiritual world, which was very huge. It was like a palace. It arrived there for this great devotee who had come out of Dhenukasura. It was pulled by 10,000 horses. It was 12 kilometers long, and it was traveling with the speed of mind. It came. Dhenukasura, I mean, we should not call him Dhenukasura any longer. This great soul finished his prayers, went into the chariot, and went back home, back to God. Isn't that wonderful? I remember when one of my friends, our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, was approaching his last hours, he was saying something. It was something very beautiful he said. He said, "My chariot has come. It is before the door. My chariot has come." May for every one of you a chariot come. If you continue to serve Krishna Balaram so nicely as you do in this most wonderful place. I mean, you can't imagine, you know, you are every day in New Mayapur. When you see everything every day, then you become accustomed to it. But we here, we poor souls traveling around in this dark universe, have found a bright spot called New Mayapur and stay in a transcendentally empowered clay house. It is something else. The atmosphere is very wonderful here. And have you noted, the nature seems to glorify Balaram. Today, I want to request you after the kirtan to not go immediately to take prasadam, to not think of taking a rest. Go outside and look at the moon. You will see the moon has the color of Balaram because it wants to worship Lord Balaram. Please take notice. Sometimes we only look this way. So this evening you should look this way. And you will see the moon worshipping Lord Balaram, looking very silver-like. Yeah, yes, yes. So, let me come to an end. The cowherd boys were very happy. They started to dance and shout, "Well done, well done." It was so well done. Often they say, "Excellent, excellent, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu." They say like this, "Bravo, bravo." They praise Krishna Balaram. But it is interesting. They had gone to offer the fruits of the tree, but they felt they cannot offer these fruits because they were touched by the demon, by the demon's blood. Some acharyas say the cowherd boys went and looked for untouched fruits and gave them to Krishna Balaram. Others say Krishna Balaram did not eat anything. It was the Pulindas, these tribal people, who ate everything what had come down. So and after that adventure, Krishna Balaram went back to the village of Vrindavan. They came there singing and singing, and the cowherd boys were just bubbling with ecstasy. They told everyone what they had seen, what Krishna Balaram had done, how Balaram had killed Denukasura, how Krishna had thrown Giriraj and then placed him back. They were very, very blissful. To just round this up, I would like to ask you a question. Do you sometimes feel Denukasura in your heart, the mode of ignorance? What is your plan to get rid of him? What can a devotee in Krishna consciousness do in order to get rid of this Denukasura? Denukasura is heavy. You can feel him when you don't want to get up in the morning. Or you can feel him when you are depressed. Or you can feel him when you are not happy to see other Vaishnavas. This is all Denukasura. This ignorance. It's like a stinking covering blanket which just covers you and so on. What is your program to get rid of him? Do you acknowledge that this is an important question? We should not just sit here and hear, Leela. You have to become part of the Leela where Krishna and Balaram take care of the ignorance. What will you do to invite Krishna and Balaram in your life so that you can make advancement in Krishna consciousness and stop being a neophyte? What is your program? Hare Krishna. Not a theoretical program. What will you do starting tomorrow, today? You will start something today? Good. Tell me.
Eat less, sleep less, and chant more.
I'm collecting. So we will see you this evening. Other suggestions? Mataji?
Sadhu Sangha.
Sadhu Sangha as much as possible you will take. Uh-huh. Mm. Only Mataji says, the men are still thinking. We need to hear some balanced contribution, yes.
I will try to come during the day to see Krishna Balaram.
Oh.
Not coming so often.
I will come during the day to see Krishna Balaram. I was not coming so often. Wonderful. Good.
One can ask Balaram for support.
One or you? I can ask Balaram for his support. Yes, we can pray. Yes.
Sadhu Sangha and Krishna Balaram.
Sadhu Sangha and Krishna Balaram. Yes.
can make some wake up exercise, you know, get some, my God, but then I will, yes, yoga, in the scriptures it says, these things are done against ignorance, yes, this perfect. Vaishnav Seva, you will do. Yeah. Prabhu, you have given very good answers. I have discovered something in my life which I want to share with you. Remember, when Krishna left the planet Earth, Kali, who had to wait outside the atmosphere, so now I can come in. Krishna left and Kali came. So then Krishna looked back on the earth and saw the trouble of the earth, and he decided, I have to come as a sun to dispel the darkness of ignorance. I have to come in it's called by Jiva Goswami, a Pratinidhi form. Pratinidhi means a representative form. And he came as the Bhagavatam. Damus va Dhammapasa Jnana Jnanadibi Saha Puranako. Puranako means the rays of the sun of the Bhagavatam are here to dispel this darkness. You know, so my very humble suggestion to you is, I had become, you know, I always read, but I decided to read when I discovered this every day in the Bhagavatam. And this reading in the Bhagavatam is almost therapeutical, because when you read the verses of the Bhagavatam, Krishna becomes present. In philosophy, you could say this, he takes on the mesocosmic form. What that is a difficult thing. You know, there's a macrocosmos and the microcosmos. We human beings are not beings of the universe. We are not like devatas. But we are also not residing in the microcosmos. This is the atomic and subatomic structures. We are in the middle world. You know, our senses perceive what is in the mesocosmic, the in-between, the big world, the universal, and the micro world. And into this world, Krishna has come, so to say, descended in a form where we can perceive him, like the Bhagavatam or the holy name. We can hear the Bhagavatam, we can read it, we can have a picture from the descriptions which are made. We can understand, it's in our, expressed in the language of our reality, so that we can understand something. And also the holy name. It's Krishna who comes in a form which we can receive. We can hear the holy name. We can chant and we can hear. And in this way, we can become Krishna conscious. And this will help all of us to get rid of this propensity to enjoy and control. This propensity to enjoy and control is no one else than Denukasura in your heart. It's not you. You are a pure soul. It's a foreign visitor, a Denukasura, a cosmic force, you could say it, represented by Denukasura, who's there. You have to drive him out. You have to agree to be shaken. That finally he comes out of the hidden form. That's why we have Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, my dear devotees, shakes at us. Yesterday I had said something, and one devotee had said, you really
you really bring out things. I really have to think about this now. What is my position to what you have just said? And you could see the devotee was really working with himself. This is very good. We need to be awake. Denukasura needs to be awakened out of his sleep. And you feel it when you protest. That's good. You feel him. That's very good. He is now out. Now you can deal. More holy name, more Bhagavatam. And he will have darshan of Krishna Balaram and go. A very nice, very nice subject. In preparing for this lecture, I was very, very grateful to see Chaitanya Shikshamrita, the Bhagavatam, the commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, and also the very good work of my godbrother Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, who has given an excellent, excellent presentation and very researched presentation on the demons in Krishna Leela. It's available, the tapes, if you want to hear about other such anattas and how to take care of them. It's available in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. You can get the recorded material. Or most probably there is this ISKCON desire tree. It carries recorded messages and so on. It is very, very nice to hear like this. And as we hear about it, we get hope and we get inspired. I have come to the end of this katha, but not to the end of the purport. Tomorrow we will hear this amazing end of the purport, where Prabhupada talks really ecstatically about Balaram and Nityananda in this purport. And we will learn many things. And tomorrow another battle will take place. Balaram and Pralambasura, the mode of passion. That's a little bit more alive because passion. So, Hare Krishna. Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.